This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 131, The Hug or the Handshake, How to Greet in American Culture. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
When you meet someone for the first time, should you hug them, shake hands, or wave? Does it even matter? Find out today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing great, but I have a question for you. You know, sometimes, even for me as a native speaker, I was born in the United States. Sometimes when I meet someone new, I never quite know what to do. I don't know if I should hug them, if I should shake their hand, if I should wave at them.
Yeah.
It can be a little confusing. So we did have a question in this episode from a student from China. And a woman, I think, and she wasn't sure how to greet American men. So there's a gender layer to this too, which is interesting.
Interesting.
Right? She said that she can't hug a man because of her culture.
Ah.
But if she's in the US and it's an American man, she's not operating under Chinese culture. So I'm just going to throw that out there at you, Michelle, and see how you respond.
Okay. Interesting. So just how to... I know there's a lot of handshaking and hugging that goes on around, but if you're meeting someone, I mean, it's different that than when you're meeting a friend. Mm-hmm. If you're on a job interview, I think you shake hands. I think that's a pretty...
Right, it's pretty obvious. You don't hug the person. That'd be weird.
No.
Don't do that.
I don't think... If I'm meeting a friend of a friend and they're just like, oh, hey, Michelle, like my friend. Oh, this is my friend, Paul. Like, I'm not going to hug him.
Yeah. It's so
I don't
true.
Know. I
so...
might shake a hand, but even, I don't know. I think it's usually just kind of a wave.
Okay. It's kind of a wave. Okay. Interesting. Kind of a wave. Yeah. I mean, I personally feel like, well, the gender piece is, you know, is one thing. For me, it doesn't really matter. I mean, gender is not like, we don't have major rules against women hugging men, even if they're just meeting, right? It's not sexual. It's just a greeting.
No.
I feel like hugs are becoming more and more common now among people my age.
But if you're meeting someone for the first time?
Really? Okay, I'm not going to recommend that. I'm not going to recommend that, but I've seen it. I've seen it. Yeah, I think the handshake. So I'm just going to go ahead and recommend the good old-fashioned handshake, Michelle.
Yeah. I will say, okay, like, let's say you're going on a date, right?
Yeah,
let's say you're going, like, okay, so... guys, if you haven't heard me talk about it yet, my husband, Dan, we met online. So the first time we met in person, I would, like, if I was going out with someone and I was meeting them from online, I would usually give a hug. I gave Dan a hug and he said that, like, he liked that I, like, gave a hug, that it seemed, like, very warm and friendly. But that's because I was going on a date, like an actual date. Now, I will also say that I'm just like talking about my whatever. When Dan met my parents for the first time, He, like, my dad went in for the handshake and Dan went in for the hug. And
awkward. Even,
and no, it wasn't like, it wasn't awkward because my dad is like very warm. And my dad also like really loved that he did that.
Oh.
But these are like, these are very specific situations, you know,
yeah.
You're like somebody's family, someone you were dating, like, so,
yeah.
But I don't think that typically, yeah, like maybe if some people do like some sort of cool handshake, I don't know, but like,
yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah, I see what you mean. So you're saying, I think maybe you're saying the default is kind of a handshake,
yeah,
but sometimes with special situations like meeting your potential future yeah. wife's parents, yeah. that could be a hug, maybe special situations, right? But generally the most mainstream for someone you're just meeting, no one special necessarily, you're shaking hands. Yeah,
shaking hands or not even shaking,
or not like anything.
I met somebody yesterday for the first time and she shook my hand and that felt good to me. Like, okay. So that felt fine. But then I was meeting a group of people. Okay. And she was the only one who shook hands and that felt, yeah, I felt perfectly happy to shake her hand. And then the other people were just kind of like a, hey, you know, mm-hmm. so there was no touching. So it's yeah. kind of interesting.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Sometimes I kind of feel like handshakes are feel a little too official and they feel a little yeah. masculine to me sometimes. I don't know. Like they don't, I don't know. They just feel like sometimes as a woman, I don't always want to shake hands. It feels so, I don't know, stiff
yeah.
and formal at times, like at a party.
I agree that it feels formal. I'm not a big handshaker, just like in general. Like I don't even know yeah. if I have my handshake perfected, you know?
Oh, you're still working on your handshake? Yeah,
I guess okay. so. I don't know. Like I could, it's like, I don't know. Like, okay. I mean, Lindsay, let's say unfortunately we've only met in person a few times.
Yeah, I know. It's so crazy.
I know. So like, if I were to meet you now in person, I wouldn't yeah, shake your
wouldn't
hand.
Shake hands.
I think I'd give you a hug.
No, I don't know that we would do anything. I mean, well, if
well,
I picked
Linda,
you up
now
from...
I'm a little bit hurt.
No.
I'm just joking. I mean,
okay, let me say that again. If I picked you up at the airport, let's say you came to visit me out in Colorado, I would give yeah. you a hug for sure.
Yeah.
It's context, right?
Yeah.
But maybe, yeah, no, because we haven't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah.
I think there would be a hug. Yeah.
I would give you a hug and, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Now you're just
right.
trying to make me feel better. You're like, okay, I don't want to, like, you know.
No.
Now next time I see you, you're going to be like staring yeah. in the other direction.
No, that's true. But at the same time, you and I, like, we've known each other for a long time,
yes.
right? So, I mean, here, you know, this is a little bit more about the first time in my mind, right? The first time meeting someone.
Yeah. Right.
So
true.
that's where it just gets a little more complicated. I just feel like a handshake sometimes is so stiff. I don't yeah. know.
I agree. I almost feel more comfortable doing nothing and kind of waving
than
doing
a little wave.
Handshake. Yeah.
Yeah. Or another alternative is just kind of acknowledging them with a movement of your head.
Yes.
You make
yes,
eye contact. Don't miss that. I think that's the point today.
Yes.
Is actually that the more important thing is, what are you doing with your eyes? Are you making direct eye contact and are you engaging? Or are you looking down, looking around? Right,
yeah,
Michelle?
Somebody comes up to you for the first time and you're like looking at your phone and you're like, hey, you Ugh. Know, that's awful.
Yeah, do not
so
do
it,
that.
At least showing that you're like interested. I don't really think that it necessarily matters the exact motion mm-hmm. you make or the exact gesture that you make. Like, I don't think you have to shake hands.
Exactly. And sometimes people do come in with a different idea, like you said with Dan. Right?
Yeah.
So the handshake and the hug, people are coming into it differently.
Just
adjust to the other person quickly and don't make a big deal out of it. That's the key. It's about how you make the person feel. It's not about the actual gesture you make.
Right. Exactly. I think that we've come to a good conclusion after like really talking this through.
Yeah, we figured it out, Michelle. Yeah. We did. All right, guys. So if you love this kind of learning English, this is a new way to learn English where we focus on connection, not perfection. We focus on human beings, on connection between human beings and culture and good stuff like that, including real English. Then go ahead and follow All Ears English. Right, Michelle? They've got to follow it to not miss any episodes.
Don't miss anything. Do not miss anything. Do not. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. This was fun.
All right. Talk to you soon, Michelle. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.